talking about not just a singular app, but a collection of apps that can be very helpful for anybody who just needs a lot of tools. So today we're talking about SetApp, and today's SetApp, it's essentially an app store that has a collection of different apps for you to choose from for Mac and iOS. So this is not available for Windows, sorry. But even though it's not available on Windows, everybody who's on Mac, you have essentially a lot of tools at your disposal to help boost productivity and just boost your, you know, your user device as well. So some examples are you get Clean My Mac, which can help remove junk and software and malware from your computer. You have Stay Focused, which can help boost your productivity with time sessions. Write Code, which can help you create different applications in more than, you know, 25 different coding languages. Quick Mockup, which helps make quick mockups of a product that you're working on. Apps to help work on your music, convert files, plan projects, customize your menu bar, and etc. So, how SetApp works. SetApp gives you a membership, and you get access to all their apps, and you have a 7-day free trial to test SetApp out on your device of choosing. And it has over 240 plus apps, which is really amazing. Some of the apps that they have, I listed before. They have Clean My Mac, which I use for my Mac. It's really great. What it does is essentially, as I said in the beginning, Clean My Mac. It helps remove any junk and malware on your Mac device. So what you can do is, if you can just do a normal checkup on your Mac, it'll scan through everything. It'll let you know if there is any junk in there or if there's any malware, things that you may want to delete because it's just taking up space on your hard drive, which is very nice. Another app they have that I use, it's called Bartender. So on Mac, you have on the top of your screen, you have a bar that has different widgets on there. And those widgets are used for different apps, whether it be checking your notifications, whether it be, you know, checking your battery or Bluetooth connections. What Clean or Bartender does is it cleans up that space on the top. So instead of it being cluttered with a bunch of widgets, some which you might not ever use, Bartender will help you by essentially removing all of those widgets, and it'll replace it with an icon for Bartender. So when you hover your mouse over it, it brings up all the widgets that you have on your PC. And a nice thing is that it lets you customize it. So let's say, you know, there's a couple widgets that I don't use anymore that, you know, I will occasionally use. What you can do is you can have Bartender hide those widgets. So you only get the ones that you see, the ones that you know that you will, you know, you'll end up using, which is a really nice feature. And I like it a lot. They have a VPN for you to use as well called ClearVPN. It does everything you would want, like, you know, a standard VPN to do. So what ClearVPN can do, it can essentially change your location to anywhere you choose in the world, whether it be, you know, somewhere in London, somewhere in Europe. ClearVPN, it can send you there, which is really good, and I like it a lot. You know, they also have smart connection, so if you want, you can just have ClearVPN set it up automatically with the most efficient way to keep your device, whether it be your phone or your Mac, safe. And then you can also set it up for streaming, one that will, you know, change your location to give you more options. So for example, let's say you're on Netflix and there's a show you want to watch, but, you know, it's region blocked. So let's say it's only available, you know, in the UK. ClearVPN, it can go ahead, you can change your location there so that you can get access to those shows without actually having to be in the UK, which is very nice. I like it, and I'll use it occasionally. Another app that SetApp has that I think is really great that people might want to use, it's called OneSwitch. So OneSwitch, what it does is essentially imagine it's essentially the it gives you a little HUD, and what it does is it gives you options to, you know, mute. It gives you quick options. So whether you want to mute your microphone, whether you want to, you know, hide your desktop icon. So let's say you're in a meeting and, you know, you have to show your desktop, but you don't want everything on there. You can hide those. You can automatically go to a screensaver. You can lock your keyboard. So let's say, you know, you're at the house and maybe you're with your child and your child goes to your computer and he, you know, slams the keys. Well, you can lock the keyboard. And so no matter what your child touches on the keyboard, you know, they can't it won't do anything until you, you know, physically go take your mouse and unlock the keyboard. Some more that you have, you know, you can have like an automatic dark mode, a stage manager. They also have this cool feature, Keep Awake, which will keep your Mac up even when your Mac is closed. So you can have it set to keep it awake for maybe 5 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, or indefinitely, so forever, until you turn it off. And then you also have the option to keep awake when the lid is closed. So let's say I'm downloading a file, but I have to step away, and I don't want my computer to go to sleep and cancel the download. So you can keep it awake for maybe that couple minutes, or maybe if you need your computer to stay awake until you want to turn it off, you can choose indefinitely. And maybe you don't even want your Mac open. Well, you can choose keep awake when the lid is closed, and you can, you know, close your Mac, and your computer will still be running even while you're gone, even while the laptop is closed, which is really nice. Some more, they have night shift, so that can help when, you know, nighttime comes around. It can adjust the lights coming from your Mac to help with, you know, how much of that blue light is coming to your eyes. It has an automatic cache cleaner, so all that, you know, cache files that can be stored in your browser that can slow down your browser or computer. There's a button to automatically get rid of that, and a button for low power mode. So if you're, you know, your Mac is low and you know you want to save some battery, or you don't have access to a charger yet, but you still need to use your computer, you can turn that on and, you know, start lowering the amount of, you know, battery percentage you lose while you use your Mac. Really nice, really efficient. I like it. Another cool feature, or not feature, this is another cool app that SetApp has. It's called Widget Wall. And what it does is it gives you different widgets that you can put on the desktop of your Mac. So some of the ones that I use, they have one for YouTube, which essentially puts a YouTube browser on your desktop. So you could, I don't know, let's say if you're not doing anything, you could just go to your desktop and there's YouTube right there and you could just casually watch it. They have a chat, one for ChatGPT, so you can put down the actual, you know, ChatGPT browser on your desktop and you can ask your questions right there instead of having to maybe open a tab or whatnot. They have a widget for notes, so you can keep notes on there, timers, etc. A really nice just add-on to your Mac, which I really enjoy using. And last one I'll talk about is Paste. And it's essentially a clipboard, but like a better clipboard for Mac OS. So, you know, what it does is it automatically, you know, saves everything that you copy onto a clipboard. And that clipboard history can last for however you want, whether it be an hour, a day, week, month, or even until you clear that history. So you could have, you know, saved a bunch of, maybe you have important things that you copied, but maybe you deleted it by accident, or you forgot, or you need to get it again. Well, it'll be saved in Paste. And not only that, but when you open up Paste, And you can change the shortcut to open and paste to whatever you want. When you open it up, you'll see what you copied in the same format that it was copied in. So it won't be in just like plain text, but how you copied it from. And it obviously gives you the option to paste in the format you got it from, or in just regular text. And then also a nice feature is that if you copy links, it'll have its own section as well. So you will have a section saved called useful links, which basically is just all the links that you copy. So if there is a specific link you're looking for, if you know you're not just looking for text, you're looking for a link, well, that'll be saved for you to go back and use as well. So SetApp, it's just really amazing. Sometimes I even forget that I have the App Store on my Mac, because SetApp, it really has most of the things you might just need. And the SetApp app itself, it's very nice, very minimal. It has very user-friendly UI. When you first open it up, you'll be on the Explorer tab, where it'll show you some of their most used apps, ones that people use a lot. It has some how-to guides to show you apps that can help you, in specific situations. You'll have your favorites, so apps that you like. And so if you reinstall SetApp on a different device, all the apps that you like that you've saved, they'll be there for easy use. It also has a section for all the apps downloaded on this Mac, so you know what you have and what you're using. And then also they have collections, which I like. And what it does is, an example is, they have the SetApp Starter Kit, which gives you, a set of apps, no pun intended, to download for people who are just getting it. So some of it is CleanShot X, which helps you take better screenshots, iStat Menus, Text Snipper, Clean My Mac X, one that I talked about, Bartender, Paste, Archiver, Unclutter, and Craft. So those are some things that SetApp, I believe, are absolute favorites by the people who use it, and they believe that will enhance your workflow. Another collection they have is AI Toolkit, which has different features that, different AI apps that they are believed to be actually useful that will help you, whether it be writing faster, editing photos, or, transcribing speech, just to name a few that they have: Typing Mind, Eliphas, Luminaire Neo, Craft. They have a digital security toolkit to protect your Mac from malware. They have a designer toolkit that can help you create delightful designs. They also have a developer toolkit. So if everybody, anybody who's coding, it can help you work, it'll help you work faster and smarter. And, to end it off, they have a manager's toolkit, which can, if you're a manager, it'll help you stay on top of your projects. That's just to name a few. They have a bunch more: a content creator toolkit, freelancer toolkit, productivity toolkit. So there's a lot of apps for you to choose from. And not only that, but, there are a lot of groups, or a lot of different, collections that you can go to. And you don't have to download all of them, but, you can just see some of the apps that pertain to what you want to, use it for, or what you want to use at the time, which is really nice and I really like. So, SetApp, they also have a blog. So, where they'll be posting any new things. Their most recent one is the best widgets for Mac and how to use them, which, it's a great thing to read, help you, get familiar with SetApp. And they also have a podcast that you can listen to called Ahead of Its Time, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and more. Really nice. Go ahead and give it a listen as well. And SetApp, while it's not free, it does cost money, but they do have a 7-day free trial, as I mentioned before. If you just want to use SetApp on your Mac, it'll be $99 a month. Or if you want to save 10% annually, it'll be $8.99 a month. And that's if you pay annually. They also have a version for Mac and iOS, so you get You get to download Setup on one Mac and then four iOS devices. So, you know, that can be your iPhone, your iPad, and then that will be $12.50 a month. And then Power User, which if, you know, if you have several Macs, this would be, if, you know, if you have, if you're running a business or you're in a team setting, you can get Power User, which will give you Setup for four Macs and four iOS devices. And they also have a family plan for if you just, you know, if you like it so much to where, you know, you want just your whole family to use it, and they have that option for you as well. And, you know, I really like Setup, and it's really efficient. If there's usually an app there to solve your needs, if you have any. So I really recommend you guys download Setup and try it out. Thank you for listening to episode 5 of App Applicable Applications. Thank everybody on the radio and everybody listening to me on YouTube as well. We will be back again next Wednesday, where I will give an app for Windows users, since today was more Mac specified. Thank you guys for listening on YouTube, and goodbye.